It's time for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everybody. Let's look at the opening prices from about, 19 minutes ago on the boards of trade in Chicago and elsewhere. These do not reflect overnight trade. Let's take a look at the wheat market in Chicago, first of all, and the nearby contracts on the board of trade. The wheat contract for May is opened this morning at 8.48 a bushel, up 2.25 cents. The July, 8.62, up 2.5 cents. And the September wheat contract opened this morning at 8.83, up 9. December wheat at 8.93, up 3 cents a bushel. We'll do a couple of calculations here on the Kansas City wheat contracts. The nearby May contract opened up down about 2 cents at 9.12.5. And the July at 9.09, up 1. The Minneapolis spring wheat contract for May opened unchanged at 12.10 a bushel. Into the corn pit in Chicago, the nearby May contract opening at 5.85.5, up 5.5 cents. July opening at $6 even, up 6.25. September 6.08.25, up 5. December corn 6.11.5, up 6.25 cents. And the March corn contract opening this morning at 6.21 a bushel, up 7 cents. Looking beyond that, July of 09 corn opened at 6.34, up 11. And December of 2009 opened at 5.85 1/4, up 5.75 cents. Into the beans, the May bean contract opened at 13.40 a bushel, up 24.5 cents. The July at 13.50, up 19.5. The November soybeans opening at 12.50, up 14.5. And January at 12.63 on the open, up 14. May soybean meal opened up 6.70 at 343.50. The July at 347.30, up 6. May bean oil opened at 60 even, up 101. And the July opened at 60.63, up 91. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the live cattle contract for April rather opened at 90.20 a hundredweight, up 17.5. The June, 92.05, up 20. August opened unchanged at 97.80, as did the October, unchanged at 102.65. The feeder cattle contract for April opened at 101.65, up 10. May, 106.15, up 12.5. August feeders opened at 109.20, up 10. And September at 110 on the open, up 15 cents. Lean hogs for May opened at 72.10, down 57.5. June at 72.80, down 17.5. July lean hogs 74.35, down 25. August 76.25 on the open, down 40. In the pork bellies, May opened at 74 even, down 177.5. And July opened down 50 at 75 even.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Right now, let's take a look at some of the outside markets. The contract for crude oil for May in New York is currently up at another record, 118.40 a barrel, up 92 cents since the opening. The CRB index is at 417.99, up 239. The U.S. dollar index is at 71.51, up 13. Gold, or silver rather, for May is currently trading at 17.62 an ounce, up 26 cents. And the June gold contract is at 9.23 an ounce, up 5.40. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is currently down 70.5 points at 12,755. The NASDAQ is off about 18.5 at 23.89, and the S&P is down 8.5 at 13.80. Currently, the trade goes like this in Chicago. The wheat is down 6.5 to 7.75 cents on the nearby contracts, 23 on the July 09 contract. Corn is up between 6.75 and 8 cents a bushel, and the beans are up in the area of 8.5 up to 22.5 cents on the nearby contract. Joining us now for his take on the markets as we get into this Tuesday is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning.
Well, we've got the crop planning reports out for this weekend and for the past week, and we're still behind. Is that
The U.S. corn planting's 4% done versus 17 average. Illinois was only 1% done versus 29% average, and that's over a quarter of the crop behind on getting planted. Iowa, basically nothing planted versus 12%. Iowa, big corn state. Missouri, 4% versus 53 average. So that's a long ways behind. You're just about half of the crop is generally in the ground here now, and we've only got 4% there. So, you know, that along with our ever-changing Midwest weather forecasts, have us a little bit concerned. The American model's putting most of the upcoming rains in the plains, while the European model has these rains come across the Midwest. And if they come across the Midwest, that doesn't go very good for planting with the moisture in the ground now and as soaked as it is.
Now, traders are paying attention to these early planting reports, knowing that they'll come and go depending on how the weather changes over the next couple of weeks.
Oh, immensely. I mean, if we could get 6 or 7 days of good planting put all strung together, well, we can get a lot of this crop in the ground in a big hurry with the size equipment we have now. But right now, just the intermittent showers, regular. We're seeing some corn planting in our area, but everybody's picking a small dry field here or there and going along, and nobody's hitting it hard or making great progress over in our area.
The outside markets are also playing a role. Oil just doesn't seem to want to stop going up.
I don't know why they just had to take our 401ks and give them to the oil companies, I guess. But, up 67 in the May crude again today, 118.20. I don't know where it's going to stop. I think around the 125 mark's an area that should slow things down as far as charts say, but just a lot of things going on. Today we'll have the CFTC hearings in Washington, D.C. Hopefully that they won't be quite as ridiculous as they were with their comments yesterday that speculation didn't push some of this stuff out of line, and then maybe they'll look at the idea of more delivery points and the cash conversion. But we sure hope something intelligent comes out of these hearings.
And still in the bean pit, we have that that situation in Argentina. Is that taking a back seat to other stuff right now?
It might be in the back seat, but there's no window up between the front and the back seat. They're watching and listening very closely. I think there's great anticipation that a strike might resume first of the month, and that's sort of putting a little bit of a bottom under this market. In general, when we have planting delays like this, it's generally hard on the new crop beans because we're figuring more acres switching from corn to beans as we get delayed. And with this Argentine situation, that's holding the new crop beans. Of course, we're up 8.5 cents where you would think we might be down if it was otherwise, Tom.
How about the wheat market, which is down today? You've got some export news that's...
that's sort of funny. Iraq bought 100,000 U.S. hard red wheat. South Korea did pass on their bid. But we did see some wheat business overnight. We did see the crop ratings on wheat go down 2%. And you might have thought we'd seen a little stabilization come in there, but there's an awful lot of wheat out there that's looking awful good. And wheat's still under a little bit of pressure here, and as it well should be with the size crop we're looking at and with what we're seeing as we look out the window.
So what kind of advice would you give to a producer who's not out in the field, maybe listening to us a little closer?
Get that machinery ready so you can roll the first time we can, Tom.
Right.
But, other than that, I think that...
As far as what they're holding.
As we go up here, I think little pops now are probably good short-term sales. We don't want to really be short going into the weekend here, depending on the weather forecast.
All right. Anything else to add?
That's about it for today, Tom.
Great. Thanks, Wayne. Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. He joins us every Tuesday morning on the opening market report. You can hear him again on the closing market report at 2:06 this afternoon Central Time. Let's go back to the markets now in Kansas City. The May wheat contract is at 9.09 a bushel, down 5.5 cents. The July off 6 cents at 9.02. May wheat in Minneapolis, I believe, is down 7.75 cents at 8.38. That's the Chicago contract, rather. Nearby May wheat in Chicago on the Board of Trade at 8.38, down 7.75. July at 8.54, down 5.5. July of next year, down 23 cents a bushel. And that's not trading at the moment. May corn is at 5.89. That's up 8.75 cents now. July is at 6.02 3/4, up 9 cents. September corn, 6.10 1/2, up 7 1/4. And December corn at 6.13 1/4 at the moment. That's up 8 cents a bushel. In the soy complex, the May bean contract is at 13.39, up 23 1/2 cents. July at 13.55, up 24 1/2. And November beans are currently trading at 12.45 1/2 cents, up 10. Bean meal for May is at 341.70. That's up 4.90. The July contract at 345.50, up 4.20. May bean oil is at 59.95. That's up 96. The July at 60.70, up 98. Feeder cattle, or live cattle rather, on the Merck are at 90.70 for April, up 67.5. The April feeder cattle contract is at 101.65, up 10. Lean hogs for May are down 27.5 at 72.40. And the nearby pork belly contract is at 74.50, down 127.5. And once again, reviewing the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's off about 66 points, a little bit of an upsurge in the last few minutes at 12,759. The NASDAQ is off 17 points at 23.91. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. For today in Illinois, a mix of clouds and sun, scattered showers and thunderstorms arriving mainly in northern and central sections, and we're seeing severe weather just outside the St. Louis area in southeast Illinois as well as in western Illinois. In Indiana, partly to mostly sunny still for today, and highs from around 60 near Lake Michigan to near 80 in western Illinois. For tonight, Mike Sola says clear to partly cloudy in the south. In northern and central sections, though, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms, most numerous in the north. Lows tonight ranging from 50 in northern Illinois and in eastern Indiana to near 60 in western Illinois. And for tomorrow, northern Indiana, cloudy with a chance of showers early, then becoming partly sunny, elsewhere mostly sunny, and highs tomorrow very pleasant from 68 in northwest Illinois to 78 in the far south.